Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio. This is Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio, news-related subjects in light of the Bible. And now, here's your commentator, Ray Brubaker.
Thank you. Time magazine has stated, among the 4 million to 5 million Americans who regularly, at least monthly, use cocaine, drug counselors estimate that 5 to 20%, or at least 200,000, perhaps 1 million, are now profoundly dependent on cocaine. Thomas B. Kirkpatrick, executive director of the Illinois Dangerous Drugs Commission, predicts the use of cocaine will double in the United States before we see any decline in its popularity. Another issue of this magazine has indicated the drug culture is a contributing factor to the unrest in Iran today. Notes, Time. The Iranian heroin problem has assumed runaway proportions. According to government figures, there are now 3 million addicts, nearly one in every 12 Iranians. It is observed that Iran, Pakistan, and the rest of Southwest Asia are fast becoming the world's leading producers of the drug heroin. However, attempts are being made to halt this production. We might ask, is it not remarkable that the Bible should predict for the end time the use of drugs? The Bible uses the word sorceries, which is the Greek word pharmakia, from which we get our word pharmacy. In Revelation 9:21, we read of those engaged in the drug traffic who refuse to recognize that what they're doing is wrong. They justify their involvement. Well, during the tribulation, we'll find it to be true. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. And in Revelation 18:23, we're told, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. This is a reference to ecclesiastical Babylon that has drugged the world into believing it can dispense the wine of salvation, whereas it holds the cup of abomination with which the inhabitants of earth are made to drink. May no one be deceived by apostate religion that is exhibited as a form of godliness, denying the power thereof. From such turn away, we read. Well, that too is a form of sorcery from which no one need to be addicted. We can have the true wine of the Holy Spirit. As we turn to Christ and yield our all to Him, we can be filled with His fullness. Thus the admonition, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. U.S. drug experts estimate that Pakistan produces around 700 tons of illicit opium a year. They also estimate that some 40% of all drugs smuggled into America come from this area. Is that not sufficient reason to be concerned? To escape the authorities, the smugglers find many ways to hide their illegal cargo. In some cases, it's hollowed out of stone. The inside of the stone was carved and stuffed with bags of drugs. This method is a common way to smuggle drugs, but it's not always successful. The stones were very carefully glued back together to avoid detection, but this time it did not work. It's a reminder of what we read in Numbers 32:23, and be sure your sin will find you out. But you can't sin and get away with it. As in the case of these smugglers, they got caught just as every sinner will come to justice. If not by man, justice will come from God. In a crowded courtroom in Tehran, a judge faces 5 men accused of trafficking in drugs. Without permitting a word to be spoken in their defense, he shouts, those 2, execution. This 1, life imprisonment. The other 2, 100 lashes each. As the last 2 men are led away to be whipped, the judge calls out after them, remember, every lash must draw blood. And although the execution of drug peddlers is widespread, with 120 convicted opium and heroin dealers executed in just 6 weeks, there are still 500,000 drug addicts in Iran, and the demand is as high as ever. As Art Linkletter, whose daughter jumped through a window while under drugs, has testified, faith in Christ is the only surefire cure. Every other way is only a temporary cure. When the Soviet Union moved into Afghanistan, The heroin manufacturers fled, as did much of the populace. As Soviet troops increased in number and the war dragged on, the heroin trade was further disrupted. As in Bible times, we read of those who did that which was right in their own eyes. So these men live by their own code of honor. They resent any government interference in their affairs. Was this not typical of mankind? As we read in Isaiah 53 verse 6, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned every one to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." Whether there's the addiction from drugs or drinking or other habit-forming substances, only Christ is the sure cure to make one pure and to endure temptation. The Bible reminds us, "But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death." If somehow we could only wake anyone who is tempted to turn to drugs or alcohol, to let them know the hell they face if they become addicted. As addicts become addicted, they introduce the drugs to others, so that one makes four and four makes 16, a frightening progression. As in the case of any habit-forming drug, the secret is not only to refuse to get started in the use of drugs, but to come to Christ, who will truly satisfy the longings of the human heart. Dave Wilkerson writes, "There's never been a generation as deeply in trouble as ours. It is corrupted by drugs, crazed by sex, plagued by rebellion and violence. This is not only true of America, it is true of other countries as well." In this country, according to one report, the dope traffic is blamed for 90% of crimes in the 43 largest cities. For once addicted, the users will steal and even kill to get the stuff. When we think of the amount of money spent for hard drugs and the violence associated with it, there must come a demand that traffic in heroin be halted. Dave Wilkerson relates the story of a heroin addict named George. He had to mug, break into apartments, steal, hold up taxi cabs, all for money to get drugs. He mysteriously disappeared, and then, when found, he had been dead for 3 days. His body turned as black as cork. An autopsy revealed George had died of OD, drug overdose. Wilkerson says the funeral will long be remembered. George was buried in two caskets. His body was wrapped in asbestos with only his face showing. One of the sealed caskets enabled narcotics to view the remains. Young addicts who filed past the casket were told, "This is how it ends." Ladies fainted. Strong men were shaken. But the drug addicts were unmoved. Says Wilkerson, "The drug pushers are invading the land. They want their drugs in every high school, in every city, town, and village. For some, this message is already too late. They're hooked." Warns Wilkerson, "At the end of every sensual pleasure is a casket. In other words, the wages of sin is death. However, confess your sin to the Lord Jesus Christ with your mouth. Repent and be sorry for your sins," says Wilkerson. "Forsake your wicked ways of living. Call on him and ask him to come into your heart. That is the way to be saved and delivered, through the atoning death of Jesus Christ." Once a person is addicted to drugs, he's hooked for life. Only through Jesus Christ can there come forgiveness and the power of the Holy Spirit to control the appetite and free one from the enslavement of Satan. A 19-year-old rebelling against the status quo demanded the right to use drugs or make love or anything else in the guise of freedom. If only young people who try smoking pot or cigarettes or alcohol would realize that they are only making themselves slaves to lusts and cravings that are never satisfied. The Apostle Peter writes, "While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought into bondage." Ah, did you hear it? Participation in drug use only brings a person into bondage, resulting in at least 5 evils. First, it makes us a slave. Lust is never satisfied, is always intensified. Second, participation leads to greater experimentation. From smoking pot, there often follows more harmful drugs, such as cocaine or heroin. Three, drug use causes crime. In New York, 80% of all shoplifting was traced to the use of drugs. To support their habits, heroin addicts steal millions and billions of dollars worth of goods annually. In the fourth place, drugs lead to death. It's well known that dissipation of the body breeds disease and leads to death. The choice is clear, my friend. As we read in Galatians 6, 7, and 8, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Finally, the end result of an eternal separation from God should cause all of us to make sure where we'll spend eternity. Far worse than suffering the pains of addiction is to die unprepared to meet God. Whether or not one wants to believe in a burning hell, it is described as the fate of all who reject Christ as Savior and Lord. If through broadcasts like this one we can put the fear of God in people's hearts, then we will have succeeded not only in rescuing potential drug users from painful addiction, but from eternal death. The London Times has noted, rightly or wrongly, men are not afraid of God as they used to be. They've cast off the restraints which fear imposed. A great theologian, while calling hell a blasphemy, nevertheless declared, there never was a time when the fear of God played so small a part in men and women's real religion as it does now. We're not afraid, as earlier generations were afraid, of God's judgment, he noted. The Apostle Paul writes, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. We can persuade you by the power of God's Holy Spirit to turn from sin to trust the Savior, then we will have the blessing of God. We have not only kept you from a life of sin, but rescued you from hell. But even that is only a small part of our message. As Dr. Dana McLean Greeley, writing some years ago in Life magazine, spoke of youth who turned to drugs as searching for something more beautiful or more real than the society that appears to be. Said Greeley, I'm sure their search is primarily a religious one. Well, hear me, your search will end when you invite Christ into your heart and life. Psalm 16:11 we read, in thy presence is fullness of joy, at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. That is reality, to discover Jesus Christ as a person. He who has come and who will live in your heart by his Spirit, if you only let him. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Is this not what you want? Do you not want freedom from loneliness? Do you not want peace? Are you longing for forgiveness? Do you want the state of your past life of sin washed away? Then invite Christ into your heart and life. Pray this prayer, Lord Jesus, I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I do here and now receive you as my Savior and Lord, to live for you and to serve you till you come. Well, pray that prayer and mean it. Be therefore ready also, in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh.
Thank you for listening to Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio. For a free audio of this message, visit raybrubaker.com on the internet. May God richly bless you, is our prayer.